Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guests today are Travis Henschen, a teacher at Cristo Rey Jesuit School, and Lemuel Bourne, a student at Cristo Rey. Lemuel was part of a really interesting team of students that won the first place award in the Baltimore High School Innovation Challenge for their idea of creating an app that allows students and alumni of Cristo Rey to communicate. They did an amazing job. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. It's happy to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the High School Innovations Challenge and where the idea for this app came from.
When we originally heard about the competition for the innovators, Mr. Henschen offered the idea out to the senior class mostly, and he said if there was anyone who had any ideas, we can come by sometime to his classroom and brainstorm about things that we think could be, you know, used in the competition. So he had a couple of students that came by to his classroom, and we all kind of sat down around a table and just threw a bunch of ideas out there. It wasn't, some were good, some were bad, but, you know, they're out there. And once we had the idea, someone said, why don't we make an app? So they said, we can make an app, and everyone was like, okay. It was kind of like, all right. And it was like, after the person explained and people started adding in ideas, and it just became the biggest idea that we had that day. And from there on, that was what we were going to do. We're going to make an app, Cristo Rey app.
Travis, I have to tell you, that's exactly what the Warnock Foundation had in mind in terms of stimulating a bunch of kids to come together and talk about a great idea for their school in our city. It sounds like that's exactly what happened.
Thank you. And it's fitting because I actually found out about the competition via social media. So I saw it and quickly shared it with the senior class, thinking, you know, there could be some great ideas already percolating. Let's see where we can take it.
Give us a little bit of an update on the progress of the app.
Well, as of right now, we've been having meetings, and we recently decided to switch the platform that we're using from Como to BuildFire. So we switched the platform. That's what we're using to create the app, and it's actually really easy, surprisingly, to get all the different parts of the app. It's something that anyone can do. You don't even need that much tech skills, really. So we have a prototype, we could say, of the app, and it looks really good from what I've seen, and it looks like it really does all the things that we envisioned it to do.
So what is your vision for the app in a year from now, when you come back from freshman year and you go back to Cristo Rey? What do you want that app to be doing?
Pretty much, I would love to see the app connecting the community. And when I say the community, I mean the teachers, the students, the parents. And especially the idea that I found was really cool is the alumni, because most times, from what I've seen, you know, when people graduate from a high school, you know, they're gone. Especially if they go out of state, they're gone. And, you know, you rarely hear from them and you rarely see them. But with our app, we have a section of it that is centered around alumni connection and letting them be able to speak to the underclassmen once they've graduated, you know, give them advice, be mentors in their lives, and also, you know, just be there, a part of the community once they're already gone, and they can come back to visit. They can get updates on events that are going on at the school, so they can come back for special things. And parents will be able to figure out about these events through the app. Teachers will be able to put up announcements and things like that. So, you know, just connect the whole community as a whole through the app is what I want.
It's great to have you guys here today.
Thank you very much for having us.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.